We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High winds yesterday associated with the remnants of what was Hurricane Beryl knocked down some tree limbs, trees, power lines, made some damage, and knocked the power out for thousands of people in southwestern Pennsylvania yesterday.
The highest wind gust recorded at Pittsburgh International yesterday afternoon, Larry, was 47 miles an hour.
And the wind seemed to be persistent throughout the day, and then suddenly, like someone flipped a switch, the cooler air moved in, and you could notice a significant difference late in the afternoon into the early evening.
For as many hours as it was gusting around 30 to 40 miles an hour, and it was several hours, I would say close to six or seven there, I'm surprised that the numbers of outages this morning here are so low.
However, there are some, and if you're one of them, it's significant. So.
Absolutely. And then there's a million people in Texas who don't have power right now in the Houston area for like the fourth consecutive day.
And they're rationing food and fuel lines, meaning people are trying to gas up, are having trouble getting their just daily lives back together.
Here's what it's like in Houston right now. It's 78 degrees, no wind at all. The dew point is 76 degrees. Wow. Humidity 93%. So it's very sticky. Right now it feels like it's 81 in Houston. If you don't have power and there's no wind, bad.
Yeah, right now. And that storm system, by the way, touched off tornadoes in Buffalo to the north and continues to move out into Canada and off the coast. But it has been a very, very damaging and powerful storm and deadly.
Tornadoes in western New York.
In July.
Having trouble getting my head around that one.
Right. So we'll keep you posted on the power as it comes back for the thousands who do not have it this morning here. But thinking about those people in Texas, a million people without power, and they're pointing fingers at the the power companies down there. But the power grid has had many challenges in Texas.
I was thinking about this last night. I'll just throw this in, Larry. For all the money that is spent on recovery efforts after these storms, and it's a lot of money, wouldn't it be a good idea to spend money on infrastructure like burying power lines?
You know, that is an old adage, you know, penny wise, pound foolish.
Now, I've lived in two neighborhoods now, one in Jacksonville and the one I'm in now, with buried power lines, and we rarely have problems.
And then sometimes they continue to rebuild in areas that they know have been devastated by storms and floodings persistently over the years, and then it's not a surprise that at some point in the future, you face that kind of damage.
The homes that were featured in the early TV coverage of Beryl's making landfall, the ones closest to the shore in Texas, almost all those homes are now up on stilts.
Right. Didn't help much. Meanwhile, this story is something that a lot of women in particular are talking about.
There's an alarming study, Larry, that people are talking about. It says that the study found toxic metals in popular tampons used by millions of women. Here's a doctor, Dr. Grace Ferguson. Okay, one moment here. There we go.
Anything that's exposed to a mucosal membrane, those surfaces in your body are extra absorbable. And so everything that touches those gets absorbed at a much higher level than your skin.
That's, again, Dr. Grace Ferguson. She's an OBGYN with the Allegheny Health Network. Now, this study says that more research is needed to determine if using these products with the metals can affect your health. And they have many people asking whether these tampons are safe.
And this reminds me of the story of the talcum powder.
Yes, it does.
Which, remember, you would think you never thought twice about it growing up, and it ended up being a big issue for a lot of people and drew a lot of lawsuits and a settlement. And now for women, this could be an issue and something that we will watch very closely. And the mother of Mark Fogle. Mark Fogle is the local teacher who was arrested in Russia. He had a very small amount of medical marijuana, carried a card from Pennsylvania. Of course, didn't matter in Russia, and they have him in some hard labor camp gulag. And
yeah, all he was doing was teaching English to Russian students,
which he has done around the world. And he's originally from the Pittsburgh area. His mother is reaching out to Donald Trump, thinking that maybe he has some kind of relationship with Vladimir Putin or some kind of way that he can help free her son.
That explains it. Okay.
So
I know the Biden administration has not made him a special case, as they have with some other Americans.
And nobody that we've talked to, including United States Congressman Guy Reschenthaler and other congressmen, why they will not put him on that list.
Oh, the wrongfully detained.
Correct.
Right, yeah.
And
which apparently changes his status somehow diplomatically,
right.
And then the wheels start turning.
And what they're saying, the Fogle family, is, hey, you did this for Brittany Griner, who was basically charged with, only she had a small amount of marijuana. And so it would be a similar charge. And they're saying, well, why did she get special treatment and why not our son? So Mark Fogle's mom saying, hey, Donald, maybe you can help. Whatever it takes to get her son free from that hard labor camp in Russia. With you wherever you go, AUDACY. It's a great resource, and we'll keep you up to date with news of our hometown. And I know a lot of people traveling like to keep up with what's going on at home. A lot of people that moved out of the area have utilized the Odyssey app. Big news in our business, Paul. CNN is laying off 100 staffers as it prepares to revamp to digital. The CEO, Mark Thompson, told his staff yesterday that its first digital subscription product will launch this year, and it's exploring a strategic push into artificial intelligence. I'm not sure how that works in the news world exactly, but the layoffs will hit CNN as they recognize that a push to expand its digital business is where the future is.
How far they've fallen. I remember when the entire country would gather around television screens carrying CNN coverage of the first Gulf War. And from then on, for the better part of a couple of decades, you know, it was the place to go when you wanted news at any time of the day. And now their ratings are abysmal. And they're laying people off and trying to find a new path. It's sad to say, but the days of Bernard Shaw are just a distant memory.
And it was started by?
Ted Turner.
And in their basis in Atlanta, it has been since their inception. And who was the first voice of their, do you know?
James Earl Jones.
That's right.
This is CNN.
Yeah, very good.
That's been around a long time. But, you know, the world is changing. And people are getting news from social media. The problem there is a lot of it isn't really news. It's not vetted journalistic, going through the proper checks and balances. People are just throwing out opinions, creating and making up things, including this bot farm that they've taken down that is directly linked to Russia trying to influence Americans here in the United States, trying to guide thoughts on elections, trying to guide thoughts on services and products, and just generally messing with our heads. People who buy into everything they see on social media are misled on a daily basis.
Absolutely right, Larry. If you use a little discernment and you run across someone who you trust, you can start following them. I'll give you an example of some of the people I follow. Andy Sheehan is the Pittsburgh Scanner. People who are reliable and you can count on. Jerry Dulac on sports. And Joe Starkey.
Yeah.
These are the people I follow. And of course, nationally, I follow a number of national figures as well. But those are the people I depend on. And those are the people I find in my X news feed. And I rely on that every day.
And you create your own. So you have chosen. And
the minute I run across somebody who's pumping out a lot of BS, I just...
You just move on.
Yeah, just, you know, make a note and move on.
The problem, though, is a lot of people don't know the difference, and they take what they see on social media, and there's so many now deep fakes. Speaking of AI, they can make people's lips and sound like they're saying things they never said.
They did that recently after one of the hockey playoff games with one of the coaches in a post-game news conference. And they had this guy saying something vulgar that he didn't really say. And it fooled me. It fooled our boss, PJ.
Well,
we both thought, that doesn't sound like Paul Maurice to me at all.
You have to be careful.
And there is some jerk using this AI stuff to create that crap. In my opinion, that's a crime.
Well, therein lies the problem. You know, we have this constant push and pull on what can and can't be done on social media, and nothing seems to be done.
And so, again, I'll repeat this too. I think we'd all be better off if we could only use our actual legal name on social media.
You should be held accountable. If you want free speech, great. I'm obviously for free speech, but you should be able to be identified as the person who's saying whatever it is you're saying and not hide behind creating these different avatars and different aliases that people use.
I have a word for that, by the way.
To pump venom into society.
That word is cowardice.
So CNN, that's, by the way, losing 100 staffers is about 3% of their workforce, but clearly their CEO made it clear to everyone they're moving in a different direction for the future. And you have a chance to see him live and close up in just a couple of weeks at the HM3 Independence Fund Partners Celebrity Care Fest. And Smokey will be there on Saturday, July 27th. And joining me is former Pittsburgh Steelers general manager.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin Colbert, for those that don't know, a North Catholic grad, Robert Morris University, and spent from 2000 to 2021 as your general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers, two-time Super Bowl champ. Kevin, good morning.
What's up, Larry? How are we doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thinking about seeing Smokey and how fun this is in an intimate setting in a backyard amphitheater, and you've been there, done that, and I know you and I share a great appreciation for, in particular, Smokey Robinson, who's going to be one of the headliners.
You know, when you were playing that lead-in with the, you know, Cruising, I remember, you know, you listen to the station that he has now, and he talks about how he wrote that song. It took him 3 years. Just not understanding he had the music, but he didn't know quite what he wanted to put to it. But then he talked about he was cruising through a highway out there in L.A. where he has a residence as well, and it hit him. And it was just amazing to hear him talk about how he came up with so many of the great songs, not only for himself, but so many of the other great artists. And when you're in Smokey's company, he never makes you feel like you're with someone special. He makes you feel like, hey, that's just... let's just have a little fun. And I think that's what's really cool about the HM3 event, the ability to have fun up close with these great artists in such an intimate setting. It's really unique.
And for you, Kevin, this is 3 days. So you have a couple of guys you know pretty well, Jerome Bettis, Hall of Famer, Mel Blunt, Hall of Famer, hosting on Thursday at Treesdale a golf outing. And that's going to lead into a Friday night performance by this woman, who's also a Hall of Famer just recently.
You're a heartbreaker, dream maker.
Pat Benatar and her husband, world-class guitar player Neil Giraldo, will open the music part of the weekend on Friday night. And again, you're so up close and personal. This is a really unique opportunity. And all of this goes to help UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. So have you ever seen Pat Benatar perform, Kevin?
I have not seen her. I've listened, obviously, over the years. And again, that you mentioned the Hall of Fame with Mel, Jerome, Pat Benatar, and, of course, Smokey, leading into, you know, that Friday or the Saturday night special event. It's just like a really cool weekend, and it's happening right in our backyard, which is really just that fun part of it. You know, we've always talked, you know, about, well, maybe we should move that and take it to a different venue, but then you lose the uniqueness of having these great people, these great performers, so up close and personal. And you know, in the past, Pat's been able to host, you know, Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire and Kool & the Gang and Casey and the Sunshine Band. I mean, act after act, and you're like, wait a minute. You mean this is in the gentleman's backyard? When we say backyard, people are like, well, it can't be. You can't have a cookout and all these great people. Well, it's not quite a cookout. The setting is unique. You know, Rich Engler puts together a great, produces a great show with great staging and lighting and fireworks and convenience, but so much fun. It's really great. And this year it's all going to the Children's Hospital Foundation. So what could be wrong with that?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And you can go to hm3.org, hm3.org, and check out how you can be there and get involved. So we have Smokey Robinson on that Saturday night. Another superstar artist and performer will also be there. And again, we're all helping Children's Hospital. That's fantastic. I want to thank Pat and Debbie Hampson for doing this for so many years. And it's been really the hottest event of the summer. So hm3.org, hm3.org. Kevin Colbert, before you go, though, I'm curious for you. You realize camp starts the same day that we have the Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount golf event going on up in Latrobe. Hi, I mean, for you, you did this for so many years. What's it like for the second year to not have to go to camp and do all the work you were doing?
You know what? It's kind of fun. Actually, when you mention that, like, oh, yeah, the guys will be up there starting to toil for the season. You know, and usually when I was, you know, active as the GM, once you got on the flip side of July 4th, it was like, okay, what do I got to get done because the season's coming up on us. So for those of us that worked in it, it was some anxious moments as to take care of your personal lives and take care of whatever you have to do at home, because once the season starts, it's all about trying to win a Super Bowl. And I know those guys are super excited. They're super excited to get that season going. You know, Coach Tomlin, he'll bounce back in next week, and it'll be an active build up to that season opening camp, which I'm excited to, you know, be able to go up and see the new guys and learn about the, you know, the 2024-2025 team, because there'll be some changes and it's exciting, and you just want to get up there and learn and just see what's coming. So I know it's an exciting time, albeit for those in the business, it's a little bit of a anxious time because it's time to get ready.
And a lot of new faces, a lot of new coaches, and we'll see what happens. It has brought a new level of excitement. Well, thank you for all the work you did to bring us Super Bowl 5 and 6 here to Pittsburgh. And we will see you at Celebrity Care Fest, Kevin. Thank you.
You got it, Larry. You take care, and I hope we get a lot of folks to join us.
HM3.org. Check it out. And let's go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg, what a day yesterday, Joe, with the high winds here. You kept waiting for the rain, but it never really developed.
No, it never did. And I think the reason why it didn't was those winds. What the wind did is dry the atmosphere out. Dew points, when we chatted at this time yesterday, were around 70. By lunchtime, they were down into the mid-60s. And by mid-afternoon, they were in the low 60s. That was a reduction in the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. And at that point in time, that signaled, forget about it. We're not going to get much of anything. Everything was going to be off to the east. And to be honest with you, I never really thought we were going to get much. We had it in the forecast, but I wasn't really a believer. I thought it was more for central and eastern Pennsylvania. And that's indeed where really all of the action occurred.
At one point, Joe, yesterday afternoon, the skies darkened and the winds picked up. And I thought, maybe Joe was right about an isolated tornado.
No, it was just wind. I mean, we had wind gusts over 40 miles per hour, and that was pretty widespread middle of the afternoon. That wind was pretty ferocious for a while, and it's still quite breezy in places this morning. We've got a lot of clouds around, a couple little sprinkles, and it's just a whole different feel to it this afternoon than it was, you know, during the peak of the heat over the past several days.
All right, that said, we get a little break, and then right back to the 90s into the weekend.
Yeah, I think it could be as high as 90 tomorrow, although the humidity's not going to be that high tomorrow or even Saturday for that matter. But it's coming back, I think, a little bit on Sunday, definitely Monday, and we're probably looking at a string of 90 or near 90-degree heat tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and especially Monday. Monday looks to be the hottest of the bunch, and I kind of think it lasts all the way up until Wednesday before a front can move in from the north and west and bring more relief late next week.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the update.
You're welcome.
We'll enjoy this day. And check it out. Keep it on. KDKA, Joe Lundberg, meteorologist at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. This is the Big K Morning Show. We're looking for our hometown heroes. Our 12th year, we'll celebrate them with you in October. If you know someone who's doing extraordinary things in our community, we want to know about it. Go to kdkradio.com. Hometown heroes. And we've met a lot of amazing people who are doing great work, mostly very quietly on a daily basis here, Paul. And you've met some of them over the years.
Awfully fine people. Yeah. And they don't get a lot of spotlight either.
No, I think of this Dr. Terry Sweeker Reed, who runs the Phase 4 Learning Center in their 21st year. Her story is actually remarkable. And the fact is that thousands of children have obtained their high school degrees because of her and her team's work. To give you one example, last year on their 20th anniversary, they graduated 565 kids from around the region, And then they don't stop there. They help place them either into higher education, workforce, military opportunities. So the impact that somebody like that, I said last year on that graduation day, that was the most important thing happening in this city, in this region, that day.
I would agree with that.
And to your point, none of the news stations were there. Nobody covered it, which was shocking to me because of the importance of what that meant.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing it. I'm glad that the idea came to you and that we've been supporting that effort for how many years now?
This is our 12th year.
I thought it was 11 or 12. Yep, you got a spotlight to shine on the people who need some attention for the good things they're doing.
Just remarkable people, like Dr. Stanley Marks, who heads the Hillman Cancer Center and the research that's been done there. And then there's Dr. James Withers, who's the street medicine doc known around the world, who once met Mother Teresa. He's just doesn't claim anything for himself. He's like, nah, I'm just the son of a rural doc, you know, that used to make house calls, and now I make house calls to people who've been living on the streets. He's been doing this for a year and is credited with kind of establishing street medicine. So, yeah, we have met some amazing people. You know some of them. Go to kdkradio.com and let us know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.